It's now 25 minutes before 11 o'clock. Thanks for being here. You know, earlier in our last hour, we were talking about words that begin with P-A-R-A. By the way, Kathy Fink was the person who did Buffalo Gals. And I know that I did not give the answers to a couple of those. At least I'm almost positive I didn't. One of our clues was a shining example. I didn't give the answer to that. A shining example, and the answers to that were paragon or paradigm. And we have some shining examples here with us right now from the Young Writers Institute. And before introducing the kids that are here with us, I wanted to talk with Victoria Dim to learn a little bit about the program. Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
Tell me a little bit about the Young Writers Institute, how it started, your interface into it, and just a little bit of background.
Right. I know that the Young Writers Institute usually works during the summer, but they decided to experiment during the winter. And so I got involved with it this year for the winter part because I'm studying to get my master's degree in creative writing at Carleton University, and I will do so at the end of April.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's a long road.
Oh, it sure is. And so a lot of the information and exercises and prompts that I've learned, I'm able to pass along to the kids and help them on their journey to writing.
Now, how do kids, are they selected or do they apply? How do kids get involved?
Yes, they actually do sign up to be in the program, and usually they're recognized through the schools as liking to write and liking to read.
Well, excellent. Well, I can't wait. You're going to meet four kids today in grades 5th through 8th, and we'll talk with each of them. I think we're going to start with Lisa, who's right over here by the blue microphone. How old are you, Lisa?
It's actually Liza.
Oh, Liza, I'm sorry. How do you spell it?
L-I-Z-A.
Okay, I have it spelled differently in my notes here. I apologize for that. That's one of the things I really don't like to do is to get somebody's name wrong, so my apologies. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And where do you go to school?
I go to the campus school at Carleton University.
Oh, that's a really good school, isn't it? I've heard lots of great things. When did you discover that you liked to write?
I went to Young Writers Institute last summer, and I had a lot of fun, so I decided that I asked my mom if I could. Yeah, I wanted to do it now.
And where was it when you went last summer?
It was at the Cathedral of Learning.
Okay,
at
Pitt.
Down there.
Cool. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening? Any friends or anybody you'd like to acknowledge who's been helpful to you in your writing? And if nobody comes to mind, that's okay. Or somebody might come to mind after you've read a few.
Well, I wrote a poem about my sister. So, hi, Margot.
How old is Margot?
She's 12.
Well, would you like to read one of your poems?
Yes. Well, I wrote an ode to snow because I enjoy snow.
That's a timely poem. Mm. So now Liza Wilson will start us off today, which is a brave thing to do, with Ode to Snow.
Okay. Dear snow, you are so beautiful. You are very flexible, too, what with being molded into people and angels all the time. I must make you feel crummy when cars drive over you and the fumes make you dirty. Snow, I just want you to know how much I enjoy trudging through you and throwing balls of you at my friends and family or my enemies. Anyway, I think you are a wonderful thing, Earth's prettiest natural resource. And I think you should know how much I care about you.
That's beautiful. Did you write that during the recent storm?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's inspirational. There's a poem in the Post-Gazette today written by, I believe, somebody in fifth grade who goes to Ellis.
Who?
I'll look it up. And
this is my first year at Carlo, and I went to Ellis, and whoever is the person in fifth grade who wrote that poem, I probably know them.
Let me see if I could. I'll tell you what, while you're reading your next poem, I'll very quietly, as I'm listening, look online to see if I can find it. Do you want to read the one about your sister, or do you want to save that for last?
I can read that.
Okay. And if you're just tuning in, Liza Wilson is here representing the Young Writers Institute. She goes to the campus school at Carlo, and she's in fifth grade. And this is it called Margot?
Yes. Okay. Margot is my older sister. She's the one who looks like our dad. She sometimes can be very mean, as older sisters will do when they are mad. Margot was great at helping me with homework she already had. So when she and I are friendly, to have her as a sister, I'm glad.
Oh, that's sweet. What was her reaction when she heard that?
I really don't remember because I think that she was asleep at the moment. But I'm not sure.
Well, it's a nice poem. I'm looking. I think I have it. Yes, I have it. One moment, I promise. It's really not very fun to listen to somebody on the radio while they're just surfing the internet. It just doesn't make for good radio. This poem was written by Carrie Menino.
I know her.
Ah,
well. I was in her class like a year ago.
Cool. Well, she wrote it, and I'm sure you could submit your poems, all of you, to the Post-Gazette. But her poem, she called it Winter Days, D-A-Z-E.
She's a really good writer.
Well, you are too. Don't sell yourself short. You're very good. You had one more, right?
Yes, I do. I wrote an Abecedarian poem about fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
And it's like a list that from A to Z, and you have to have a word for every letter.
And what kind of poem is it? You said it's an ab what?
Abecedarian.
And what is the feature of that poem the fact that it goes from A to Z? Is that?
Yes.
I've never heard that term before. I just learned something from you, Liza. Okay.
Artichoke, banana, cherry, dandelion greens, eggplant, fennel, grape, honeydew, iceberg, lettuce, jalapeno, kiwi, lemon, mango, nectarine, onion, pineapple. I think this is, well, we were doing research, but I think this is the word quince. I don't know what that is.
Quince? That's a fruit.
Okay. Raspberry, strawberry, turnip, ugly fruit, and there's this thing called a vovanga. I don't know what that is. Watermelon, and I think this is pronounced zigua.
You couldn't just stick with zucchini, huh?
No, zigua. Actually, this is it's the X.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then yucca root and zucchini.
Yeah, that's great. That's kind of fun. I think one of the neat things about poetry is, the parameters and structure that you have to live with really challenge you to be creative. You're a good writer. Do you write every day?
Not every day, but I do write in language arts and social studies class a lot.
Well, I'm glad.
We have to.
I hope you'll share more of your work with us sometime. It's really a pleasure to have you here, Liza. Let's meet the person to your left. Before we do, is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, not really.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. And thanks for being brave to go first. What's your name?
Kirsten Beck.
And how old are you?
I am 12 years old.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Eden Hall, part of Pine Ridgeland School District.
Excellent. And tell me a little bit about your interest in writing. Has it been a long time that you've liked to write?
I've always been a fan of writing. I guess it's probably my favorite subject in school. I just really like getting all my thoughts down on a piece of paper with a pen. So,
well, that's good. It's. Do you notice that you feel different after writing than you do before ever?
sometimes it's a good way to just get your emotions out through words.
Do you ever find that when you might sit down to write something in particular, but once you get started, you're in a completely different direction than you expected to be in?
Yes, I would. Sometimes you get an assignment by a teacher, and it just isn't your style of writing. It's just not you.
And what do you do when that happens?
Well, I try to make it my own and try to just roll with it.
It's a good attitude. Well, you have, I think, 4 poems to share, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll just let you introduce each and read them at your own pace. What's the first one?
My first one is called Dreams. Follow your dream. A little faith will help, like playing tag and wearing your running shoes. Chase after your dreams, but unlike tag, don't run away from them. Follow your dream.
Excellent. And what's the next one called?
My next one is ballet.
I should tell you, everybody has notebooks and copious notes. It's like being in Greenwich Village with writers sharing. It's just a terrific thing. And this is called ballet?
Ballet.
Okay.
Ballerina point shoes, a language without words, leotards and tights, looking so easy, every jump and turn, tutus floating on stage.
Can you read that again?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I noticed something. Every line began like B-A-L-L-E-T. Poetry, sometimes it's fun to the eye as well as to the ear, but I'd like to listen for that as you read that.
Ballerina's point shoes, a language without words, leotards and tights, looking so easy, every jump and turn, tutus floating on stage.
Cool. It's fun to have that kind of discipline. B-A-L-L-E-T. And if you're just joining us, Kirsten Beck is in 6th grade at Eden Hall, Pine Ridgeland School District. We're celebrating the Young Writers Institute. She has so many poems to select from. All of these girls do. Where are the guys? We have to get some guys writing poetry, too. This one is called Flowers.
It's a haiku poem. Flowers in the bloom, colors bursting in the air, sun shining on them.
Nice. Haiku are fun to write. And then what's your last one that you have?
Boy.
You've got a lot to be proud of.
Thank you. Okay, this one I wrote about my friend Taylor. Taylor's. It's smart, athletic, learning, drawing, reading, working hard every day, a student.
Excellent. What's the form of that poem? Is there a name to the form?
Oh, goodness. is it a cinquain, maybe?
Well, that's okay. I didn't mean to stump you, but there is a definite pattern to what you wrote, I think, right?
Yeah.
I liked the rhythm of it and the way it sounded. The name of it isn't as important. I'm learning things I never knew this morning. Did you want to say anything else or say hello to anybody? Or?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my sister, who's at college, and she'll be tuning in.
Great.
And my brother and my dad.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You know, it takes a lot of courage to share original writing and thoughts. I really appreciate you're doing that. That's Kirsten Beck. And now I think we have Yvonne. Oh, no. Yvonne will be coming up. Well, actually, let's go to Yvonne next. We'll go in grade order. We're going from 5th to 6th, and now we'll go to 7th. And is it Yvonne Vire, right?
Yes.
And where are you from?
I guess from Pittsburgh.
What community or what school do you go to?
I go to Carmel Academy.
And how did you get interested in writing?
Well, I guess because I like to put my feelings on paper.
Do you remember when you discovered that you like that?
5th grade.
You get easy answer, huh? Was it a particular, and you don't have to tell me what it was, but was it a particular thing that happened or somebody who inspired you to start writing?
Yes, it was my 5th grade teacher.
What's that person's name?
Miss Prada.
And what was it that she did that got you motivated to write?
Well, before she was my teacher, I hated to write. and she would just motivate me to keep going and to keep trying. And but then it was in the middle of the school year and she got very sick. She almost died. And she came back, and when she came back, she was still motivating me even though she was very sick. And she just was my person that motivated me to write.
That's incredible. Is she better now?
Yes, she is.
That's wonderful. And she's at the same school. Did you say Conway?
Carmalt.
Or Carmel. Where? What community?
It's Brookline.
In Brookline. Okay. How are your roads in Brookline? Are they getting better? The streets? I know.
Yeah.
There was a lot of snow in Brookline and Beachview. From what I heard, I haven't been up that way. Well, you've got three to share?
Four.
Or four, that's just fine. And what's the first one called?
Well, I wanted to read the last one first.
Oh, okay. Well, so the first one you're going to read is the most recent one you wrote?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called By Myself. And when I'm by myself and I close my eyes, I'm a twin. I'm a dimple and a chin. I'm a room full of toys. I'm a squeaky noise. I'm a gospel song. I'm a gong. I'm a leaf turning red. I'm a loaf of brown bread. I'm whatever I want to be and anything I care to be. And when I open my eyes, what I care to be is me.
Very good.
Thank you.
What's the next one?
The next one is called Rope Rhyme, and I wrote it in the summer. And it says, get set, get ready, now jump right in. Bounce and kick and giggle and spin. Listen to the rope when it hits the ground. Listen to that clappy, clappity slappy sound. Jump right up when it tells you to come back down. Whatever you do, count to 100, count by 10, start to count all over again. That's what jumping is all about. Get set, ready, now jump right out.
Oh, I like it. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, many.
How are they, younger or older?
They're all older. I'm the last of all.
I don't know why. See, I kind of had this feeling that you had siblings, especially in listening to that. Did you play with them a lot?
Yes.
I thought so. I like that one a lot. What's next?
The next one is called Way Down in the Music. And I wrote this when I was younger, and I was at my grandparents' house. And they liked to listen to old music, and I wrote down what they were listening to.
I will be interested in learning what you define as old music. It might be stuff, that I listen to.
Way down in the music. I get way down in the music, down inside the music. I let it wake me, take me, spin me around and make me. Oh, get down inside the sound of Jackson 5 into the tune of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Down in the bass of when the beat comes from, down in the horn and down into the drum. I get down, I get down, I get way down in the music, down inside the music. I let it wake me, take me, spin me around and shake me. I get down, down, I get down, I get down.
Hi. What's so cool is each of you have a style that is really your own. I think if you typed up, you know, in the same font and type size, a poem from each of you, and gave them to me. And once I've heard from all four of you, I could immediately match who wrote what because of the amount of yourself you're putting in to what you're writing. It's just terrific. Yvonne Viers, who's reading now, she's in seventh grade. And what's next?
The last one is I Look Pretty. And I wrote this when I was in fifth grade. I look pretty. Mama's shiny purple coat, giant-sized shoulder log to tote, tall, tall shoes and pantyhose, big straw hat with shiny bows. I look pretty. I float. I smile. I pose.
Very good. And was there anybody else you wanted to acknowledge or say hello to?
Well, my Aunt Kim, she put me into this program, which I'm very grateful for.
Boy, me too. Terrific. And I wanted to mention the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is co-sponsor of this program, and it's being held at the brand new Trust Education Center right on Penn, right on Liberty. I walked by it the other day and I said, great, it's open, look. And it's been a long time in gestation, and it's just terrific. There are lots of programs taking place now at the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust Education Center. And next up, we have, I should have asked you this before, it's Meher?
It's Meher.
Meher. And your last name is?
Babar.
Babar. And you're in eighth grade. Where do you go to school?
I go to Pine Richland Middle School.
Ah, okay. So we have two Pine Richland kids here. What got you into writing?
Well, what I really loved about writing is it was almost a way to take the world into your own hands and kind of control everything, you know, like the characters, the setting, the words.
That's a very good way of putting it. You can, I have a degree in engineering, and they call this drawing. You define the system, whatever you want the system to be, you know, however you draw. Right now, we can just have it be this room, which is pretty cool. When you're writing, it can be just whatever you decide it's going to be. When did you know that you loved writing as much as you do?
Well, actually, I didn't write much until I was in third grade. There was actually, I found a flyer lying around on the floor of some hallway for some writing contest we had in my school. So just for some fun, I wrote in it and I won. And I was really amazed that, you know, I never had much of a talent until I started to write. So I really kind of fell in love with the words.
That's great. Well, you have three to share or four?
I have four.
Four. Well, that's fine. Let's hear the first.
Well, this one is called In Dreams. And I wrote this the summer that I moved to Pittsburgh. Right, close your eyes, fall asleep, fly away, don't you peek, let all troubles become bleak. What do you see? Purple and green bumblebees? Is candy floss adorning the sky? Are carousels flying by? Do you see alarm clocks singing? Maybe ideas flinging? Is there apples dancing, or pencils opening their eyes and glancing? Is a finger telling a tale? Are cheetahs slower than snails? Has the rouge bled away the black? Are the houses still intact? Do you gaze upon the sunrise happening at night? Are penguins gaining flight? Do people wonder if the weather is going to be pleasant? Or are they happy just being in the present? Is there arguments and hatred in the air? Or cliché love and care? Does such place actually exist? Where joy doesn't disappear in the mist? Where happiness shoots across in beams? No, such a place only exists in dreams.
That's beautiful. What's the name of that again?
In Dreams.
In Dreams. And, just beautiful. What's next?
This one is called The Difference Between Pain and Heartbreak. I'd like to dedicate this to my grandfather who died in 2008. Pain, a shadow, pitch black dark, an unfamiliar illusion, following you wherever your path may go, not part of you, yet still grating your soul. Appearing, entering from a loss, a whim, a wish, a person. But when a person gives you pain, it is no longer the same. It is heartbreak. Pain and heartbreak are not the same. Because pain, unlike heartbreak, can always heal.
Were you close to your grandfather?
Yes. I used to know him when I lived in India, and we were very close.
My sympathy. I know it's been a couple years, but still, I'm sure you think about him probably every day. If you're just tuning in, it's Meher Babar.
Meher,
you get this all the time, I know. I'm going to get better, I promise. Meher Babar, and she has two more poems to share. The Young Writers Institute is who we're featuring this morning. And I'm going to wait just another second or so because we're going to pass the top of the hour, which is fine. But as I'm doing that, I'm just going to ask while I still have a second for Victoria, how can people get involved with the Young Writers Institute?
They can call the Young Writers Institute. They can register for the summers. Usually through the schools, they'll have notifications that this is going on. They can get information by calling the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. If they want to still send their children on Saturdays, I'm sure that we can make some room and have them come. And it's a great way for kids to express themselves. Say, for example, if they're not doing sports or ballet or something else, this is a wonderful way to take time out for themselves.
Excellent. And I'll get you the number in a few moments for the Cultural Trust. I'll mention that over. You can get a pencil, and I'll mention that in a couple minutes. And forgive my interrupting. I just wanted to be sure that you were heard at this time. And so what's your next poem?
excuse me. This one is called Fire Dancing, and I just started this one day looking at my fireplace. Watch the flames dance and twirl, one moment flying, the next falling, gentle and fierce, fighting one another, and then melting into nothingness. Who wins? Who loses? Who knows? The flames swirl around each other till you can't tell anymore.
I love to stare at fires too, and it's great to just captivate, to take all of these thoughts. Have you guys already heard each other's, a lot of each other's poems? Do you spend time reading to each other as part of the Young Writers Institute to critique one another? Does that ever happen?
Every once in a while, we get the chance to share some of our writing with each other during our classes, but not too often do we get the chance just to share stuff that we read at home or in school.
Well, it's good to be able to do that and to share with others. So you have one last poem?
Yes. This one's called Paper Planes. Take a piece of paper, fold down, up, across, all directions, wherever your heart tugs. Prop it up, fold its sides. What have you got? A paper airplane. Pasty white color, light as your own heart. Hold it close, 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 closer. Then it's time to let it go. All go. Watch it grow, 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 grow. And fly away to a better world, a better place, a better love. It flaps its wings to a world with yellow as bright as the sun, blue as watery as the sky, green as sharp as the grass, white as pale as clouds, and love much easier than the last. Wave, wave as it leaves, leaves you, you and your papery heart, and see it fly away into freedom.
It's nice. And I was listening attentively as I was taking a look at the website of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. You can find an application for the Young Writers Institute for students grades 4 through 8 and 9 through 12. If you go to pgharts.org, the application is there, and you can find more information about the program. Which also has the sponsorship of the University of Pittsburgh. Congratulations to each of you for what you've been able to do. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add? Victoria looks like she does.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi to Jan Beatty. She's my mentor and my manuscript, and I know she's listening in. So hi, Jan.
And I'll say hi to Jan and her husband, too, good friends of SLB. Anybody else? Please, Liza.
I forgot that my grandma was listening, so I just wanted to say hi.
Hi, Liza's grandma. Anybody else?
I just wanted to say hi to my mom and my dad and my little sister, Tanya.
And we're okay with everybody else. Congratulations. I hope you'll each consider coming back whenever you would like, either as part of the Young Writers Institute or just to share a few other poems. You're very welcome. You don't have to do it here as formally as we are. We do this sort of thing every week. So I hope you'll consider this our invitation to do that. So thank you. And thanks to the folks who brought you here today, too.